Kelly, the Matt Greenwood Trophy is upon us, and something you always look forward to?
Yes. It's a fantastic opportunity to scope out the new opposition, particularly with the new setup and the new teams. And it's great for us to kind of have a benchmark for where we're at and what we're pushing for in our pre-season training. So it's always nice to have a good run out on the court.
Obviously, a key pre-season tournament on your behalf and the rest of the team.
Oh, most definitely, yes. We get an opportunity to kind of try out all different combinations in the areas of the court, given that we've got quite a lot of play time. So, yeah, that's really good. And we get to suss out the opposition. So that's even better.
Well, it's good as well on the fact that you can play each other in training, but you get that early look at how the rest of the teams in the tournament are shaping up.
Yeah, exactly. And especially now, there's been quite a mix-up in the teams. So with the new teams joining the league, players have kind of switched teams. Quite a lot of the old players have gone to the ANZ, so that's given kind of room for, I guess, other players in the England setup and overseas to take part. So I think it's going to look very different and very exciting this season. I don't know if anyone knows what's to come.
On paper, you could maybe take a look at they're going to do well and they're going to do well, but until you actually play them...
Yes, it's more of an unknown, especially this season. I think everything's to play for. And even our own team. So we've got two new overseas imports this season. And we've got quite a lot of younger players coming up and coming within our team as well. So even though we'll be coming against new opposition, we'll also be putting out some new opposition for them too.
Has pre-season been going well? Have you gelled?
Yes. Lots of team building. We had a great external team building with a fire station. Lots of hard sessions. We're working hard with our strength and conditioning team. And we are also hitting the court hard. So, no, we're very confident for where we're at this point in time.
I saw pictures of that on Twitter, and Kyra mentioned it was possibly something she'd be looking at when she retires.
Yeah, you get to use team building and your fitness rolling to one. It was really, really good fun.
And December's obviously a couple of weeks away. How's the mindset now that tournaments are starting and the pre-season is upon us?
I feel as a team, we're very focused. So we're quite attacked, even though our overseas players have recently joined us and we are quite a rough, new, fresh team. We've already got tight bonds, so we're a tight-knit team. And we're very confident. We are really confident going into this tournament. And just excited. Yeah, it's a very, I guess, a passionate team.
And you'll be keen just to get the season underway now, or what you like leading up to February?
So I believe we have, so this tournament will give us a good start. That's our first kind of games leading into the tournament. And we will have a few friendlies, I believe. There's some fixtures currently being confirmed. So we'll keep building on our training. We'll have a look at how we fare up in the tournament, put some of our work on our practices into play, and then, yeah, we'll be ready to hit the court then come February.
And were you pleased with how things went last season?
Yes, yeah, we definitely were. We felt that last season we were definitely more competitive. So even against the top teams, we were coming out with some very close scores, whether that be in 1, 2, 3, or all four quarters. And that's something now we'll be looking to take into this year and then use that competitiveness to turn that into results. So we are up there competing with the top four teams.
And I've got you on a Friday evening in a coffee shop, so what's the order?
It's a skinny cappuccino with a chocolate on top.
Oh, very good. You can just about get away with those from the strength and conditioning then.
Exactly. Only skim milk. Must have some sort of protein.